Properties. Straight.
Shut. Thousands of uniformed officers stood at attention on a muddy playing field in Freetown.
Let not the conduct of one individual or group of our colleagues try to...
This is the first time since the end of the nation's brutal civil war that national police are responsible for the security of a presidential election. Assistant Police Inspector General Richard Mwagbe says police across the nation met Tuesday to explain what needs to be done to meet President Kabah's demands that police step up their efforts.
We have called them to talk to them, for them to be more professional, to be more robust and more firm, and to have self-confidence in the performance of their duty. Also to remind them, for the rest of the electoral phases, they have to be neutral, impartial, non-partisan, and professional.
Freetown policeman Samba Gebeki says it was not easy to remain neutral when he was caught in the middle of violent confrontations between supporters of All People's Congress candidate Ernest Karoma and those of Vice President and Sierra Leone People's Party candidate Solomon Berwa on Saturday. At least a dozen people were injured in the clashes in which party followers used clubs and machetes to attack.
Our conduct should portray neutrality. So, did you throw tear gas to the SLPP? The SLPP will say, oh, you are against us, or are the APC? And later on, I realized I had to make a decision that I'm dealing with Sierra Leoneans, putting apart political interests, whether they are APC or SLPP.
Gebeki says, in the end, police used tear gas to disperse everybody, regardless of party affiliation. President Kabah released the directive to police following a rise in tensions and violence leading up to the second round of voting. He also signed a deal with APC's Karoma and SLPP's Berwa to hold a joint peace rally on Thursday, the last day of campaigning. Police had warned that separate rallies in the capital could provoke violence. APC's Karoma led Vice President Berwa 44% to 38% in the first round on August 11th, making a runoff necessary as neither was near the 55% needed to win the first round outright. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Freetown.